All right.
Hit it, bitch.
Be advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Well, it's the weekend again. Why does that sound so like?
It means it's time to get drunk and talk about stupid criminals again. So fill your glass and plant your ass, because this here is whiskey, wine, and true crime. Starring Crystal, Kelly, Drink Bitch Janelle.
She's in the shitter. He's back there. And we don't know.
Reading you today's headlines with unfiltered.
And there's a horse.
For your enjoyment.
She yawned almost on like you.
Thank you. That was really weird, actually.
Ah, fuck. Good evening, everybody. I think that's Lori that popped up. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I can't see that far.
Hi, George.
Yep, it's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Ah, she returns out of the shitter.
It's alive.
God damn, did you turn the fan on?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you guys would have been proud of me this morning.
Hey,
Tech Bitch.
Yo.
I had to give myself a courtesy flush this morning.
Hey.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh,
sometimes there's nothing like a good healthy one.
Right.
Speaking of a good healthy one, as we all know, Election Day was Tuesday. And if your person won, great. If your person lost, sorry. We try to stay non-political on the show, other than Epstein didn't kill himself.
Can't wait to talk about that one.
I know.
Literally.
He is dead, but he just didn't kill himself.
Nah, he played Christmas lights.
I am literally probably almost ready to talk about that one.
Okay. So,
the reason why I say that is because of the amount of shit that's came out, and I guess what?
So, I guess what I'm just saying is, win or lose, we still have to respect each other. Be nice to each other. This world has gone away from that. You used to have neighbors helping neighbors, and now it's neighbor against neighbors. Yeah, that shit's not going to fly. So anyway, 10,288 downloads / listeners. Awesome. Keep it up, guys. Of course I did. Yes, I know. And it was a healthy one, too.
Yeah,
it was epic. It was... Yeah. So, I really...
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin?
My cousin, Kevin.
Hi, cousin, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
So, that being said, I do believe... A little bit of housekeeping notes here.
Housekeeping!
You fluff pillow? Next week, Friday, we will not be... Well... Crystal and Tech Bitch might be on, but
I'm gonna get my inner Bob Ross.
Janelle and I are people. Drink Bitch and I are going to go channel our inner Bob Ross.
And I draw sick people.
So we're gonna go try something new, and then maybe if we can do something decent with it, we'll come back and show Crystal and Paul how to do it, and maybe one of these days we'll do a painting party.
That's
I don't know. We'll see.
Paul has no artistic abilities.
Neither do I.
Neither do I.
You have more.
I'm fucked.
I don't have any artistic ability.
Bullshit.
Speaking of which, I have no artistic ability. Check out Chaotic Blades. I'm about ready to start working in there again. I've just kind of taken a hiatus. Heard ya.
He got late in layman's terms. He got fucking lazy.
He did. He needs to clean.
Where are you at, man? Give me some.
He needs to clean the orifice.
I cleaned your orifice last night.
Wrong orifice, sir.
You need
I wasn't
to...
cleaning it.
I rotted it.
That's scary.
I roto-rooted it in.
That's not fun, right, either.
What is...
So...
Okay, thank you.
And this is Xena, the horse.
I got you a freaking drink.
Well, you did ask him to get you a drink.
It's also very true.
I got her a freaking drink.
Yes, dear.
Well, she was in the shitter.
Yeah. What's up, man?
And this is Fang.
This is Fang right here. This is Xena. This is Studio B horse.
Mini horse, sir.
Mini? No, this is a horse. That's the mini horse.
That's not mini horse.
Hey,
that's a cute poop.
Fang, come here. Really, don't stick your face in there, buddy.
Finger blaster 5,000.
Yeah. That's it. Too bad your name wasn't Sally. Can I say I finger fucked Sally?
Only you, dear.
Yeah, I like this. I could do a rim shot.
Aww.
No.
It's hollow.
It is. It's all muscle, too. You know, when we started coming over here for this, she would never come near me. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And now I can, like...
Yeah, play with the hollowness.
Yeah. She's about right height, man. You put a wood platform on here, you have a table.
Until the table moves and uproots
everything. Yeah, well, but I mean
flying.
She's a good moose. You guys love her to death. Max is back there, the semi shaved official mascot of Studio A.
That's the third. Well, that's technically the fourth studio mascot of Studio A, isn't it?
Who, Max? Oh, this one?
He'd be the first.
Right.
Yeah. He'd be the second. Sprinkle.
Right.
A sprinkle.
Then the cat.
And then Spidey. And then Fang, and then...
Yeah.
And then it would be the rabbit upstairs.
Yeah, but Snack has been here the longest.
Mm-mm. Max has been longer.
Max is an old man, Derek.
Yeah, so am I.
He's older than you.
I got Max just before I met Crystal.
Ah.
He pissed all over my
poor
car.
Poor Max. No wonder why he doesn't like peanut butter.
I'm picky about my peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
Never mind.
Oh, God. Nope. Nope, we're not going there. You know, I could probably do this whole episode sitting here just like this.
Then
there goes the moves.
Here comes the lap dog.
Oh, what the hell? I'll have the lap dog today.
Just watch the nuts.
Come here, Fang. You are not Fang. You are Fang. Come here. Come on, buddy.
Come on up.
You can come up. You want to come up? Come up. You always come up. Well, you know, now I can't see the camera. I cannot see the camera.
But he wants to give you kisses.
I know. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
That crunchy is like red, but for his pleasure.
I'm never going to look at crunchy peanut butter.
I'm not either.
I don't eat
and I like crunchy.
I fucking hate crunchy, so that's all good for me.
Oh, thank God for
crunchy. I don't have a preference.
You know, everybody, she can only eat the Reese's creamy.
Yeah.
Oh, are you allergic to regular peanut butter?
I don't know. You know, like, how it's all made the same.
Moderation, extreme moderation, but it tastes better. The Reese's tastes better
than me. Oh, peanut butter is the same.
No, it's not. Quality of ingredients. You said it, Matt.
You still gotta roast the peanuts, though.
Yeah.
In order to make peanut butter.
Right. Ooh, you know what? I want to try one of these days.
Uh-oh.
And I don't think it's going to happen. It might happen. But what if I was to smoke roast peanuts and make peanut butter?
Ooh.
Yaha!
And I smell disaster.
So do I. It's your house, though.
Smoke roast them with what, though?
Hey.
That's the tricky question.
Okay, let me re-paraphrase this. I can eat different brands of peanut butter, but it depends on the severity of reaction.
Maybe a mesquite, because that's a very mellow, light flavor. Or I just throw my mix, which is apple, cherry, hickory, and mesquite.
Hey, you realize there's...
You're doing like a...
And it's getting to be the time I can do my cheese again. It's getting cold enough I can smoke my cheese again.
Sure, that's not the
only thing. You buy the cheese, I will smoke it for you.
What kind of cheese?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's leaving alone from the fridge for 2 weeks.
It kills me. Mm-hmm. I found that mozzarella... Oh. And pepper jack holds smoke really well.
Can you not?
Oh, sure.
You know, I wonder if brick cheese would.
That's what I smoke.
Brick cheese? Oh, you said mozzarella.
Well, okay. It comes in a brick.
No, I'm talking to a fucking Illinoisan, I swear to God. Oh, you are.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Fucking fibs. Mm.
No problems there, buddy.
It's an actual type of cheese.
Oh, okay.
Be nice to
be nice.
I smoked some Hervade once.
You know, that would actually be... because
that's a mild cheese, too. Yeah. We'll discuss it later.
Well, I know you've had brick before.
This is not for you. Do not touch.
But Mom, here, why don't you pour it in here, Crystal? Because that does not look safe.
I can't even get around.
She has a fang and a tricycle motor.
There you go. And then that'll just sit.
Not for Navi.
Crystal, here.
Right, like
I can't.
That.
I can't. I've got a kid who has come here,
Moose.
I was trying fang. To get you some class.
Fang.
I understand that, but I've...
Fang.
What class can I have right now?
Fang.
Exactly.
There, I got rid of the fanger for you.
For now, until he decides, nope.
Until he decides to come
just
back.
Just like I have this child. This is my homegrown tumor. People don't realize it.
Well, you squeezed her out of your cooter. She's your cooter poof. Deal with it.
It didn't come out of her cooter, though.
She got
that's right. It bypassed the cooter and came out the gut.
That's why my cooter will never change its shape.
It's a gut-checked cooter poof.
Fucking Jesus. Definitely was that one of those.
Newer, different materials there.
It's definitely a gut punch.
Did you say that or did Alan say that? I can't read the...
I don't know. Did Alan say
that? That was me.
Because the last person that said anything was... Oh, it was Kevin saying, crunchy is rib. That was the last thing he said.
Probably ran away.
Temporarily.
We probably scared him.
I can't fucking...
Jamie should be... Cooler Titties should be on shortly after her romp in the hay. For about 5 minutes before they go to round two.
Fight.
So, where are we going tonight, Brain?
You don't have any Florida news?
The man in Florida got wiped out by a hurricane lately.
Actually, it's been pretty
bad. I haven't really found anything.
And it's actually been pretty bad. But I have two different ones, depending on when I get it done. But I kind of want to talk about this one first. The other one, I might have to postpone that one for a whole nother day.
We also know you got to work in the morning.
That's exactly my fucking problem.
All I got to do is get up and collect leaves.
I don't know. The almost $30 an hour to do tomorrow sounds fine.
Oof. Yeah.
I'd be all right. Suffer the six and a half hours?
Yeah, but do you have to drive in or are you working?
Fuck no.
Oh, you could sit around naked and work.
Damn right.
You said it, Max.
Hope they never ever have to think about it that way. I don't know. I even used the FMLA today for 3 hours because I had a fucking headache. I couldn't see straight. So I went and I lay down for a couple hours. And now I'm back and I'm fine. This is what happens when you take your medication like you should.
Usually helpful, yeah.
You take your medication. The side effects may include anal leakage, sudden urge to scream, chronic masturbation, but you won't have a headache.
Theoretically,
it just puts you to sleep. For
so does a bottle of gin.
I don't... Who the fuck drinks gin?
Gin was in the AMFs.
And that's why
so we all drank gin.
That's why we erased the hard drive.
No, that was the tequila nasty. And everything else that was in it.
Hey, there you go. Here's a Florida one for you.
Oh, hey, speaking of which.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys know in Wisconsin we can legally have a pet kangaroo?
Yep.
No, our house is not kangaroo proof.
And you don't need a permit for it either.
I know.
You need it. I love how that's where you guys are going. But yet, when you have a raccoon, which is 30 times smaller than the motherfucker.
You can own a raccoon in Wisconsin, too.
But you need a permit.
You also can own a skunk, and I call it an ESA.
I want a skunk.
No.
In Wisconsin, you just have to get it descented.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
There's a place in New Jersey that used to sell them descented and stuff. They're raised for... They smell like a ferret, bro.
And that
they're
right there.
They stink, though, too.
No, not really.
If you
dude, your wet Mac smells worse than a ferret.
If you take care of ferrets well enough, they don't stink. But if you don't take care of
them... Well, I know that.
Oh, my Lord.
But could you imagine that?
I had to.
Could you imagine that?
That's getting not the only thing you can own, though.
Hold on. Could you imagine that? You get yourself a pet skunk. Okay? You don't fucking tell anybody. You invite everybody over for a fucking cookout.
I'd be the one going, oh, fuck!
And then it's like, you know what? It's 8:00. I want to tell people to leave, but not tell them to leave. Open the fucking door and let the skunk come running out. Watch
fuck
them
you,
fucking
I would do
scatter.
It. Fuck you, I would totally do it.
It would be like going into the hood and throwing job applications. Everybody would scatter. Just
wow.
Saying.
He's on the roll this week.
So, what were you saying? What else can we own in Wisconsin without a license and
a
permit? The fuck would you want a giraffe?
she'd like the damn giraffe just for its tongue.
No.
No. You know, you gotta feel sorry for giraffes. They can't smell their own farts.
No, I think that would be great.
No kidding.
Fuck.
Oh, you hadn't farted well enough.
Your ass tried to kill me again tonight. Your ass is on the couch, or I'm going to the couch.
Yeah,
no, you.
After I get lucky, I'm okay.
Providing you make it that far, yeah.
Oh, I'll make it that far. You got to get home somehow. What else can we own besides a giraffe?
You.
I'm house broke, though.
Debatable.
So it's weird because there is a site of list of things that you can get without permits. And then, like, a Bengal cat. Technically, you don't need to. You don't need to have a permit. In some states, you do.
Those are really expensive and really hard to take care of. They need a lot of room.
All you need is
love.
A certificate of the veterinary inspection. Hmm. That's all you need.
Well, it's the same thing as rabies. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
The crow.
You can own a possum?
No.
No.
But skunks, they are legal, but you do need the captive wild farm license.
You need what?
The captive wild animal farm license.
Oh.
So you need a permit.
Basically.
Yeah. But you can own bats, possums, Asian leopards. Fuck is the difference.
Big kitty.
Big kitty.
With slanted eyes.
Wolf
likes
dog.
Chinese food.
Jesus Christ. Wolf dogs.
Oh.
Bobcats.
Oh, wolf dogs are beautiful.
Beautiful.
But you need a permit for them too.
You need to know how to take care of them.
Yeah, you need room.
That's the key. Room. Coyotes. Koi dogs.
The fuck? A koi dog?
Coyote. Half dog. It's
yeah.
A hybrid.
Oh. It's a hybrid.
I was thinking koi is like the fish.
Isn't there still open kill order on coyotes around here?
No.
No.
You have shit in your beard, though.
He's saving it for you for later.
Nope.
Okay, Gene, your tongue is not that long.
No shit. Minks.
See, if you'd let her get the giraffe, though.
Yeah. You can own...
Oh, a giraffe and chunky peanut butter.
Gray foxes. It could be the pale fox, the fennec fox, which I think the fennec fox are adorably cute.
Any fox is adorably cute.
But the fennec
except for Michael J. He kind of got the shakes now.
Oh, just fuck. I was thinking the fennec fox because they're the ones with the really, really big ears.
Now, Brittany was pretty hot looking, too. I just showed my old... I just showed
you
my old on
there.
That one.
Oh, oh.
Not sure who that is.
Brittany Fox?
The kid? I'm guessing? I don't know. I really don't know.
Real?
Is it his kid?
No.
Oh.
Did
he have any kids?
Cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze, child.
Nah, Brittany Fox is a all-guy band from back in the day.
Oh.
They were known for Girls School. I know you've heard it. Long Way to Love. Yeah. Look them up. It's Brittny Fox.
Yeah.
Ooh, 2024. They're coming on tour. Ooh.
Well, you can own a lion.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Because there's no laws on keeping of dangerous wild animals as pets in the state of Wisconsin.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Dude, if I see someone owning a fucking Bengal, I'm like, dude, we're fucked. I'm not staying in this house. Bye. I'm not dying today.
Hi, Zena.
What? We can also get a pair of wallabies.
Those are cute.
A capuchin monkey, the little small motherfucker.
A cappuccino monkey.
Yeah.
I can train him to make me fucking coffee.
A two-toed sloth.
Yes!
For $4,400.
It'd take him 12 years to cross my living room, but damn it, it'd be worth it. Girls' School is probably their most famous one.
What the fuck?
I want a two-toed sloth.
You can own a two-toed sloth in the state of Wisconsin.
Cool.
For almost $5,000, but how do you? And you literally order it on the site, and don't mean to do that, but I'm looking. I'm not ordering shit.
Hold on, I'll give you my credit card.
Shut the fuck up. How would you explain that to your landlord?
I don't think, honestly, I don't think they would notice.
She probably put a does lamp, now. She's out here.
I'd put a lampshade on it. And it would just slowly, it would just slowly move across.
Oh my fucking god! I'm so done.
Oh, I think Lori would fall in love with a two-toed sloth.
She'd probably be like, "What They're in the cute. Actual fuck are
Honey,
we doing?"
Our house is not sloth-proof.
How do you know?
How do you know it's not sloth-proof? I've got questions on that.
It our takes 6 hours for him to go anywhere. Yeah, it's not like we wouldn't be able to catch him.
Shithead would
We could teach Shithead to ride the sloth.
Yeah, just
that would not go well.
Or the sloth could ride Shithead.
That would not go well either.
Shithead we could bring him over. So. We could get it. We could bring it over here and it could ride Xena.
Yeah, like that's going to go well.
Xena would be so fucking confused.
Fang would try to eat it. I guarantee it.
God damn it, kid. Yeah. Stop kicking me. Thank you.
Kick her again.
No. A pygmy squirrel.
All right. Heard so, that. Anyway.
I'm looking. They have 56 different
shades of gray.
No. 56 exotic animals for sale.
I don't have that kind of money.
Honestly, I don't have that kind of money either. But some of these I'm like, $700 is fucking cheap.
It's a chinchilla. And by those at the pet store.
Female kangaroo.
There you go.
$5,500 if anybody wants one.
I'll go to Australia and get one.
I mean, I can't do anything.
There's Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah, sick. Captive bred hand two-toed sloth. I want to view details on this one.
You've been talking about having a sloth.
No.
It comes with a starter kit as well as a health certificate, including a full training course in sloth care. All right.
Well, got to take care of your
It doesn't give you a
investment.
Cost, though.
If you have to ask, you probably can't afford it.
A baby three-band armadillo.
Armored possums.
Yes. They look cute, though.
I know.
We're down in Texas.
Yeah, they're speed dumps. Speed bumps. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're in Arizona, too.
$500 for a fox!
No.
Damn it.
I'll buy you the fox, you buy me the sloth.
Fuck, I don't even know how much the fuck is left. This is fucking kill my
Well, see, that's how you get it past your landlords. Well, but I got it as a gift.
I would love to hear how that works.
I can't turn it, I can't give it away. I got it as a gift.
How about a ring-tailed lemur?
King Julian!
King
Julian! I like to move it, move it.
I got nothing.
Move it!
We got to hold a three-tail...
Actually, my boob.
Three-ring lemur at Bear Den Petting Zoo and Farm, where we go. Yeah. This year we got to... The lemur babies weren't born yet, but we got to play with an armadillo. Mm-hmm. We actually got to hold an armadillo. We got to hold baby foxes. We got to pet a couple of baby deer.
Yep.
It was fucking cool.
Not even gonna lie. Hey, babe. When we get a farm.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm buying some reindeer.
Oh, hell yeah. And name it Rudolph and Prancer and Dasher.
Can't get a choice.
Blitzen.
You know, I know people that have reindeer.
Yeah, they're caribou.
Caribou.
Elk is good.
But.
Good birds.
Good eating, too.
I'm also getting a wolf dog, I'm just saying.
Wolfers.
For $500.
Expensive pooper.
Yeah.
She's worth $1,500.
Hey?
Yeah.
That big fucker is $1,500.
Miniature horse. Dang it.
God that. Forbid that wolf dog ever gets
blood.
Meat.
We're fucked. I know.
Don't give
it a taste of
the real
stuff. Baby and mom two-toed sloth, hey, Kelly.
Am I along the right track? That yeah.
They ship out of Florida.
Yep.
You know, you get the wolf dog and you just feed it chicken.
There you go, Kelly.
Oh my God. A baby and a mom two-toed sloth. It's a package deal.
Yep.
Honey, I'm pretty sure Lori would not approve. She doesn't even want a dog in the house.
We'll give her the mom. We'll keep the baby. It's a win-win. We both get a sloth.
My God. Shipping is available.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hell no. I'd drive down and pick them up. They'd hang off my old shit handles in the back seat.
Sorry, Lori. My bad.
You would have to get a seatbelt.
I'm armor. Saving this site.
Yes.
I want you all to know this. My husband's going to kill me.
No, my
good job,
thing
baby.
Would, and this would require federal permits along with state permits and everything. Eagle Sanctuary. Having a actual big dome with a stream that runs through it. And I can stock it with fish.
Anybody want to have a capybara?
No.
Those are big rodents.
Yeah, but they're $12,000.
I can go down south and fucking buy and and shoot them in the swamps. Oh no, those are
Fuck, those are just rats.
Yeah, swamp rats.
That's literally all that is. It's the swamp rats.
Yeah.
Done. I'm saving it. Sorry.
I still want to save up the money. I want to go feral hog hunting someday.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know, that's what Josue was trying to plan for us. For me.
A marmoset!
No. That would be
fucking awesome.
I don't think I've got anything big enough for a...
You good?
For a hog.
You'd have to go get a good, decent freezer.
You don't need much.
Yeah, I think a 30 would take it.
30 would. 30-30 or...
Well, all I got is...
shoot arrows through that thing.
I've got my Mosin. That's a 7.62 by 54. That should be big enough.
Oh, that's big enough. Thing is,
but I want it semi-auto. I don't want to be working a fucking bolt. I'll take my AK down there with the binary trigger.
African crested porcupines.
Another thing I want to do is go down to, Tennessee or Kentucky.
Six-banded Dillo sloth.
And do a
I don't know what that is.
A buffalo hunt.
Ooh, they're pretty. For $1,200, that's very fucking pretty.
Well, the thing is this going to cost like $12,000 for that?
But I'm looking at a pure white wolf dog.
Oh, God.
She is pretty. How about a zebra?
That would be an outside dog.
100%. How about a zebra?
No. Is zebra black or is it white?
It's
depends on the hood.
It's technically black with white stripes, by the way.
No, it's white with black stripes.
Oh my God, here we go. $600 raccoons!
You don't fucking need that raccoon! We have plenty of them around the fucking house.
No, we have possums around the house right now.
We have raccoons around the fucking house, too.
Yeah, it's trash pandas.
Not the same.
I want a decent sized danger noodle.
Get a red tail?
I'd love to get a Colombian red tail.
Look at that pretty motherfucker.
20 foot.
You tell me that's not pretty.
He is gorgeous. I will not lie.
18 foot.
They're planting a litter, so
The problem that I noticed, I used to work with retics at the pet store.
It's okay.
They're kind of nuttier than a fruitcake at Christmas. Kind of like a white German shepherd.
Oh, my God.
Oh. A friend of mine had a white shepherd. That fucking dog was nuttier than Christmas fruitcake.
Dude, you ain't lying.
Hey, I like Christmas fruitcake.
When I was younger, my dad and mom bought a white German shepherd for my sister.
A kinkajou.
Anytime my dad yelled at that damn
dog, a kinkajou,
it would go hide in the fucking bathtub.
It's a kinkajou.
Because it was white. He blended in.
Sounded good anyway.
He didn't want it to be
horrible
seen.
Looking. See, this is why.
All right, so where are we going there?
Brain, you gotta start braining.
Brain went to. I wanna.
Do me a favor. Send me that website.
Oh Jesus!
Here I would love to see you fucking try to convince your landlord. If you do, I'll take the sloth. I'll take one. You take the other.
We're all in trouble.
I didn't agree to it. I'm just.
You just but, did.
You're going with it.
I'll take it. He'll take it. He'll be mad, though.
We'll go halfsies on it.
You have to convince your landlord, not mine.
Well, no. See, I'll buy your half. You buy my half. You give me the baby. I give you the mom. I can't give it away. It's a gift. I cannot. I'm not an Indian giver.
And then you get kicked out. I don't think they would.
No. It's a sloth. How much damage could it honestly do? It takes 15 hours to go across the room.
Then it has to take a nap halfway through, though.
Oh, exactly.
Kind of like him drink would be bitch. Just friends. Let's go take a nap. Okay, let's go take a nap.
See? Drink bitch, there you go. You'd have a napping buddy.
Like, if they're...
I don't know, but it takes them like 30 seconds to fuck.
I feel like that's for all men.
Hey, but a pig's orgasm lasts a half hour.
And I get the short end of the stick. All right, let's go do this. We're going to Everett, Washington.
Everett.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
The average speed for a sloth is 0.15 to 0.5 miles per hour. In a dead sprint, a sloth can reach a top speed of 1.5 miles per hour.
So it'd take him 15 hours to get across my living room.
That's pretty much what I got. Unless the cat fucking scared it.
Their design, metabolism, and other factors make moving that fast incredibly exhausting. So they rarely do so.
All right.
Everett, Washington. I know nothing about Everett, Washington, so I don't have a smart-ass comment.
This is actually relatively new. The case is still ongoing. The mother has pled not guilty. Keeping that in mind as I'm reading this.
Yes, dear.
Grandmother of missing Everett boy told judge mother was a threat, according to court documents. This was March 29th of 2024, was this article from the Kiro 7. Okay.
Okay.
Court records show the grandmother of the missing 4-year-old Everett boy told the judge that his mother was a threat and was not able to care for him before he went missing. Everett police have been searching for the 4-year-old Ariel Garcia, who was last seen in an apartment on Bester Drive in Everett Wednesday about 7 a.m. Washington State
Whack fuck drink.
Fuck me.
God damn it, Crystal.
I didn't call you on it. You flubbed a few times.
I flubbed a couple things.
Yeah, and I get
that. I was being nice.
Washington State Parole sent out an endangered missing person alert for the missing child where a number of people received the notification on Thursday. So I want you to realize they didn't send out the missing a person alert until he was 36 hours gone.
Ooh.
So first off, what in the actual fuck?
Yeah, somebody dropped the ball there.
Huge. Everett police said a body was found outside of Everett, and now they believe to be Garcia. So they sent it out Thursday. By that Friday morning, they found him.
Coincidence?
I think not. The court documents indicated the mother, grandmother, sorry, not mother, of the four-year-old Ariel Garcia, whose body was to believe to have been found, won emergency guardianship of him the day before he went missing.
Oh.
Garcia's mother is identified as Janet Ernstein Garcia. That's the name. The grandmother, Maria Angelica Garcia, Jesus fucking Christ, won emergency guardianship of Ariel Garcia and his 7-year-old brother on Tuesday after she had reported that Janet Garcia was using drugs.
Too many Garcias.
It's a family. Of course it is. Of course, court documents indicate that court commissioner Nicole Wagner,
finally a normal name,
no, granted the emergency order and issued a restraining order and set a court hearing for Friday.
Okay.
Where they found the kid's body. Maria said her daughter's behavior is very violent and unpredictable. According to...
Hi, Jamie.
According to the Clark County Jail...
Cool it is. Round two. Fight.
Janet Garcia was arrested Thursday in Vancouver, Washington. And her bond was set at $1,000. On Thursday. Please explain to me why this thing is telling me $1,000. But I will read you what's really the real bond set on this motherfucker.
Because it's Washington.
Wait, it's true. Not Washington, D.C. Clarify that.
Oh, no. Washington, Seattle, and all them, they're just as bad.
Thank you. Anyway, however, Everett police said a vehicle of interest, a 2013 steel blue Nissan Sentra with Washington plates, not going to give that out, was found in Clark County. The news reached out to the police department and requested an interview to get more information on the case, including details on the body and a possible suspect and a vehicle of interest. And they declined.
Of course.
So, the reason why they did the missing, endangered missing person alert versus the Amber alert is because the Amber.
Whack.
Fuck me.
Drink. No, that's Paul's job later.
He's grounded. For an Amber
Alert. And I don't do charity work.
Amber Alert. For it to be notified, the person must be 17 years or younger and known to have been abducted, in immediate danger of serious injuries or death.
And a 4-year-old doesn't fit that.
Because they were... Because the case did not meet the 17 years or younger and known to have been abducted. So they are trying to say that the kid could have walked away and got lost. So it wouldn't be considered Amber Alert. I felt like that should have been
bypassed. I get it. But you would think that they'd want to get the information out to as many people as soon as possible. Maybe if the kid did just walk away, at least then people would be on the lookout for him.
You would think.
But then again, it is Washington.
Well, we're not done.
But wait, there's more.
And she is now accused of killing her 4-year-old son. The body was his in the car. Mm-hmm. He was accused of killing her 4-year-old son and leaving his body on the side of Interstate 5 in Pierce County last month, which is actually her leaving the car. Him in the car.
Mm. So she killed him and left him in the car. Mm-hmm. Lady is not very bright, is she?
Mm-mm. Because I actually saw the video of her getting arrested. She went into a sober living trailer. Because in Washington, that's pretty much it. So the sober living trailer, she actually walked in. She waited till the first round of police left her. And then she came out of hiding and the second round was there. She didn't pay attention. But that sounds about right. But they were, in that video, they do make comments and refers to, yeah, these people didn't see you all day. I was here. No, you weren't. But it's kind of interesting. But Janet Garcia, who is 27, was charged up for first-degree murder, domestic violence with a deadly weapon, with aggravating factors of domestic violence and a vulnerable victim. Not 100% sure what all that difference to. It just means you have a gun or a knife, right, or something. But investigators believe Janet Garcia stabbed her 4-year-old son, Ariel Garcia, up to 41 times.
Oh, damn.
In a gruesome attack inside her own apartment.
Is this lady there mentally?
She's an addict.
Hmm?
She's an addict, no.
Ah.
But they're assuming, that this is an assumption, that the boy's death was stemmed from the custody dispute between her and her mother.
Hmm.
But the thing is, what I don't understand, and they don't seem to mention it at all, he has an older brother. What happened to that kid?
Noted.
Yeah, good point.
No one said anything. The grandmother did state, while she was about her daughter, while she was on drugs, she was not capable of parenting. Her want for drugs and alcohol makes her leave for days at a time without notice.
Mm-hmm.
She said Janet Garcia would take him, the 4-year-old, to the bar to drink within the last few days and would leave the boy with his other brother without supervision. Kid was 7.
7-year-old babysitting.
You know,
that's not okay.
Sometimes you gotta wonder if life would be so much easier if people swallowed.
Yes.
I concur.
That lady right there is the reason contraceptives were born.
And the kid, they kind of described the details of the injuries of the child. He included defensive wounds to his arms and hands. But when Janet Garcia got arrested, she had blood on her shirt and shoes, and she was taken into custody.
Of course.
Because, you know, when you're an addict, you don't think to take off the evidence.
Right.
Sorry. No shame. Because she checked into an alcohol rehabilitation center. That's where she got caught. Mm. Are you playing footsie with my kid? Weird as that sounds. But she has also been accused of making false statements, which is why her bond was $1,000. About saying about your kid disappearing.
It's
a false statement.
I think Drink Bitch and I were watching we're watching the same show.
What, earlier?
No, it was a while ago. But they had the cops come to that one trailer that was like a halfway house or something. And the lady took the car and parked it at the laundromat and then walked the three blocks back to the trailer.
Yeah. You might be where the cops were at. Does that girl look familiar?
Yeah, it looks like a dude.
Dude looks like a lady has a whole new meaning.
Because that's the mother. And that was on Facebook.
I think we were watching.
But this recently just happened.
It's not. Well, we were watching this show probably about 2 months ago.
That was quite possible then.
I don't know if it was Danger Lives. No, it wasn't Danger Lives here. It was something. We were watching.
I don't know. I started watching Murderous Affairs.
That's a good one, too.
It is.
But I want to say.
So if the FBI ever has to, like, for some reason, go through any of my shit, you are fucked. I am so sorry. I'm going to look like the literal walking a serial psychopath.
Ish.
Man, I still have 20 open tabs of open murders right now on my phone. If these fuckers actually go through my phone, I'm fucked.
No, because all we got to tell them is we run a podcast.
That don't mean shit.
We had serial killers be in churches, too. BTK, it's how he got caught.
True.
Just
we've been doing awful well. Pacing.
Hmm? All right, come on. Let's go outside. Come on. You need to go
outside.
Max, you need to go outside.
Oh, shit. Come on, Dad. Give me a minute. Here I come.
But the Shomish trying here. County judge originally sentenced her to a $5 million bail after arresting her for that $1,000. They dropped it down to $3 million. Or $5 million down to $3
million. Yeah, but still.
Still good chunk of.
Who's got 30K sitting around?
I wish.
In cash, most likely.
Yeah.
I wish.
Olé.
If I had 30K sitting around in cash, I would be on an island somewhere right now. For the next 5 months.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere?
I'd be on an island somewhere.
You could be Jeff.
With the warm.
Epstein's fucking island.
I heard it's for sale cheap.
It actually, but I think someone actually just bought that. Stop!
We could do whiskey, wine, and true crime from the tropics.
I don't think they have Wi-Fi out in the tropics here.
Because I think someone bought it.
Starlink, honey.
This is also true. Hi!
How are you? From over in the far left field over here.
Because guess what? Minecraft has their own Epstein Island. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone did buy it, though. For fucking cheap, though. because with all the amount of money that they went all for, it was $105 million. Yep, someone bought it. Mr. Deckoff. Diamond Capital Management.
There goes my hopes and dreams of living on an island.
Yeah, he bought it for $60 million.
Usually you can buy them for right around a mil.
He bought it for $60 million.
Yeah.
I would love to, this sounds really weird, I would love to tour and see what's buried in that motherfucker. I also kind of want to go through some of these abandoned psychiatric places just to see what the fuck was actually in there.
Mm-hmm.
I have issues, I know. But oh my god. With everything coming to light, and all of these people finally releasing what was in that black book. We're going to be able to talk about it now. Because there are people from higher end are out there.
Well.
And one just happens to be coming president too.
That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise anybody. God.
But what is the association? That's the thing.
We don't know how deep that rabbit hole goes.
Just because you're friends with the person does not mean you were involved in everything.
The thing is, he went, Epstein took pictures at Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's daughter's wedding. I think it was a wedding, birthday party. How far does the rabbit hole go? But y'all realize this guy wasn't all he was cracked up to be.
Right.
Careful, you had a wild kitty up there.
Like, I have bought a book that has an amazing British boy reading it to me, but I love the British voice. But they talked a lot about the details of what he was.
Mm.
How he became from the zero to hero in
right
in the world of fuckeries. I'm kind of cute. I've got to finish reading that book. But there, yeah. I can pause the next story I have. I'll wait. Because honestly, that case itself is. This next one is still ongoing. The courts in North Carolina are handling this.
So it's another ongoing?
Yeah.
So the Everett two short ones today.
Well, the Everett one is definitely... Yeah, that's... sadly, we're not going to go there. We'll see how it happens because we don't know. They don't even know what the murder weapon is for the child.
Probably a knife.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. But this one is... Hello?
Thank you.
This one is a verdict...
Oh, shit.
What?
Tony Todd. The Candyman horror icon, also known for Platoon and Star Trek, died at age 69.
When?
Today.
Damn.
Hey, that's a great age number to die on.
I know, right?
I mean, we can't all be Betty White, all right?
I want to be Keith Richards. Fuck Betty White.
Betty White was the shit.
So is Keith Richards.
Betty White is better.
Betty White's dead. Keith Richards ain't.
You think she would want to be alive right now? No.
I know, because Betty's gone. But could, I mean, I could just, you know, the running joke going on Facebook about the end of the world. You know, there's two people left in the world. All of humanity has been wiped out.
We're fucked.
And there's Betty White and Keith Richards, and they both have a sword. There can be only one.
I don't know. I could see that would be a good one to.
And we also got Steven Tyler too. He's up there, but not as old as Keith Richards.
Well, definitely not as old as Keith Richards.
Ozzy's creeping up there too.
I'm surprised Ozzy's not dead.
So are a lot of people.
The amount of fucking drugs that man has taken in his life.
No, not Ozzy.
But I love how he still cannot talk straight, but on his new song with Post Malone, he sings perfectly. How?
It's just that a lot of times when when he sings, I can't hear his accent. And he's heavy accent.
Yeah, he does. But you can't understand the words that come out of his mouth.
He's getting... He's getting better. I can understand him at least now.
Do you think maybe his... What is it? He has... What does he fucking have now?
Parkinson's, I think.
Is it?
MS. He's...
Tis a Google!
I got it. You keep going.
But the man is... I'm surprised alive, actually. You know, he still sings way too clear to have all the problems he has. Because usually with people who have any sort of medical issues, that's the first thing to go. But the man's still got a voice, so...
Parkinson's and spinal disease and spine issues. He's got Parkinson's.
The shaking helps him. How? How does that help him?
I didn't say the shaking helps him. I just says he's got Parkinson's.
I know, but the shaking...
And his son...
Jack.
Jack has MS.
Yeah. Well, he has another daughter besides Kelly.
Yeah, she doesn't...
She's just not...
They don't talk about... She's out of the limelight. And
she don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Kelly's just... Kelly, man. She's always been in there. I feel like, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... On Facebook, I seen the duet with Kelly and her dad doing Changes. Oh my God, that song gives me chills.
They do. They sang pretty well.
They do.
But it's, again, I'm surprised he's still able to.
Mm-hmm.
The old man needs to.
Oh, he'll never retire.
No, we're going to end up, you know how, again, as we were talking about the other guy who had Parkinson's earlier, Michael J. Fox, he kind of gave up. You notice that? I think he does a voice acting, though.
Yeah.
But he's out of there type deal. This man is still, I'm going to go on tour and do all the... Bro, who the fuck is wheeling you out on stage?
More power to him. You know?
Someone's got to pay for his fucking medical bills that are coming. Sure the fuck ain't going to be Sharon. Think she spends more than she earns.
Don't know.
Yeah.
How cool would it be to, like, your grandma or your grandpa to be someone like Ozzy?
The stories that would be told, that'd be pretty cool, but I don't know if I would want to explain to my friends, yeah, my grandfather bit a bat's head off. What the fuck, bro?
Well, a lot of the kids days nowadays think that Post Malone discovered Ozzy, so we're not even going to fucking go there.
No.
It's true.
That's all right. They think the dance from Deadpool in the beginning with Ryan Reynolds dancing to NSYNC. That's his dance. No, it's literally the same dance from NSYNC. NSYNC created that fucking dance. Fuck. That was literally the dance, people.
Pop right in the feels.
I don't like this generation.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Go back to eating your Tide Pods, you fuck.
All I know is I should have... My buddy and I should have jumped on the bandwagon with my buddy in the mobile safe space, because we would have made a fucking killing on Wednesday.
Oh my God. All you had to do was park out some of the...
We would have made a fucking killing.
Mobile safe space.
$10 an hour. All the crayons and coloring and colored pencils. And chi, Thai, or whatever. Chai tea that you drink.
I was so confused. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We could make fucking billions in one day.
Oh, easily. Fucking easily.
Actually, we'd still be in business today, too.
My job in particular, but at certain jobs, they actually have a scream.
Now that would be fun. If you ever worked in a restaurant, it's called the walk-in cooler.
100%.
Or the walk-in freezer.
It's always been the walk-in freezer. As long as it fucking works. You done? You need to go to bed anyway. Go brush your TVs. So then...
Well, then go potty.
Because they do it in Japan where they have literally a cubicle. You go in there and you can scream. No one can hear you.
And then you can take a nap. Oh, how fucking nice would that be? You be at work, you're having a shit day. You go into the scream room. You scream at the top of your lungs for 10 minutes and you go out and take a nap.
I'd fucking love it.
That'd be awesome.
Because everybody's supposed to be, in this day and age, when you're working anything related to the fuckeries called people, you need to be customer-centric. Do you know how hard it is to be customer-centric when you're getting called a bitch, a cunt, and every other fucking word in the book?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to turn... from customer-centric, Crystal, to ghetto, keep it fucking going, I'm gonna slap the fuck out you. It's hard. And the thing is, we can't say anything back. If you were customer service, you can't say anything back. So remember that when you're cussing out your fucking...
I heard it.
Chef, because they made the wrong food. You need a hug.
I had somebody. I had when I was Daddy, working at the. Teeth? I was working at the restaurant. I had somebody fly off the handle at me. And I mean, they were getting into it. And there was a new server that was working that night, and she was kind of tagging along with me. I wasn't really her trainer, but she was.
She needed someone to shadow.
Needed someone to shadow. And this lady just starts going off.
Paul.
And.
Can you brush your teeth?
I was actually, by the time I got done with the lady, I had basically told her to go fuck herself and not come into the restaurant ever again. And she inadvertently, well, no, not inadvertently, I twisted everything. So I basically, because, you know, like you said, we can't argue back. We can't yell. We can't cuss. But I basically told her to go fuck herself.
In the most polite way yep. possible. And people don't realize that that polite way possible is going to be.
Oh, no, I didn't come out and say go fuck yourself.
It's tempting.
Oh, it was real tempting.
The thing is, that's what people don't realize that, you know, we have to do.
Mm-hmm. She looks like she is about to pass the fuck out.
Yeah. So I'm calling it.
Okay.
I'll do the other one later.
Yeah, because I'm actually kind of.
Yeah. I can. Me and Paul may. Me and Tech Bitch over here might do it solo next week.
That's fine.
While you're.
That's fine.
Doing whatever the fuck you're doing.
We're going to channel our inner Bob Ross. hey, you know what? I'm gonna give it a try.
Oh yeah. Oh,
give it a try.
Said you can have fun with it.
Oh yeah.
Are you sleepy?
And it what's I'm great sleepy. Is yeah. the person that's doing the class I work with.
She's yeah, you can set them up.
The you know the kaleidoscopes that I have up on my wall behind yeah. the couch. She did those.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you can. Actually go onto a site or maybe your Facebook friends do this, but you can actually have a sip and paint session at your house with a group of your friends.
Yeah, well, this one isn't a sip and paint because it's the white water, whatever, but it's still, it's, you
that's
know,
how
it's,
I did those.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be cool because A, she's a coworker of mine. She's a friend of mine. And I've always been a believer in giving the
it's
little people.
It's called a work life.
You know, the little businesses.
Oh, yeah.
My business, best I can.
Well, if she you does know. That, maybe she could come to the on site one day.
You know what? I never thought about that. I will talk to her about that.
And we could all do it together. You're going to need to get your own art equipment because we can't supply that shit for you.
We can barely afford our own.
We'll be good. Yeah, tell me about it.
But I mean, then again, we're in Beloit. We can get spray paint quite easy.
That's not the only thing we can get. Anyway.
I know. We get fried chicken, Kool-Aid.
Just let me know. I'll stay up in Oshkosh that weekend.
Watermelon. You know, we can get it all. One-stop shop. So before Tricycle Motor passes out and I pass out and shit myself because apparently dinner is kind of sitting funky with me.
I guess. Holy shit.
Man, I know. It's go filling.
Daddy, you want to go brush your teeth? Because she's...
So, again, we will... Drink Bitch and I will not be here next weekend. Crystal and Tech Bitch may or may not run a show. Eventually, we will be back at Studio B. Once the city pulls their head out of their ass and gets our road fixed.
Huh?
Oh,
wait. Did I say that?
I mean, you guys could have come over tonight, but the terrace, they've got a bunch of fucking big machinery parked down there. And there's
I don't want to destroy
chunks
my tires.
There's chunks of rock from the road up in the yard and along the curve. So, yeah. Dude, the whole road is like that, bro.
Yeah.
And our landlord actually let them park on our easement there because our road is so fucking narrow.
Yeah.
It opened it up for how many trick or treaters did you guys get?
I don't know.
Probably not.
We got at least 300 by us, even with the road being closed. Because what they did is they They took all the stuff off of the roads. And it was basically parked all in front of our house and across the street at Etta's house and their little strip there. But that way it opened up the road for, you know, for everybody to walk. We actually,
at least that's nice of them to do it.
Oh, yeah. The only bitch I had about that night was the fucking wind.
Yeah, the wind was crazy.
I mean, I could, down here, it probably, I mean, I know it was bad here, but over by us, man, it was like a fucking dust devil.
Oh, well, yeah, because that's all that, you guys mm-hmm. only have gravel right there. Yeah, it's going to be.
So, 10,288, thank you very much. We appreciate each and every one of you. You are special to us. And I am trying to find, there it is. Hey, look at that, I found it. So, everybody have a great weekend. We're sorry for a short show, but, you know, we, Drink Bitch and I, will catch you guys all in 2 weeks. Have a great one. Are we still recording?
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
Yeah, I'm... You know, it's...